As the time for Friday prayers approached, crowds filled the streets of the Yemeni city of Baalbek for another protest against the blasphemy of Prophet Muhammad. Following the prayers, tens of thousands of people marched, chanting death to Israel and expressing their rejection of what they deemed to be grave insults to their prophet and religion.
This is the third protest of its kind to be held in Lebanon, which has been the scene of massive turnouts. And what we see here today is a sign that this momentum will not back down.
As with the previous two demonstrations, protesters blamed the American administration for the production of the movie Innocence of Muslims, which was produced in the US. This movie, which ridicules the Prophet of Islam, is what led to the eruption of protests throughout the Muslim world.
This film is not accepted by religion, so they should remove it because religion will not accept it.
We all love Nabi Muhammad and we will all always be... we will not accept this bad word and we will not accept this film.
And while the Obama administration has sought to detach itself from this movie, saying it was the work of a shadowy group, the demands here are clear. Hezbollah, which had called for these demonstrations, says that the US government must remove the 14-minute trailer of the film from the internet. Sheikh Mohammed Yazbek, head of Hezbollah's juristic council and the most senior Hezbollah figure at this protest in Baalbek, told us that there was no backing down.
If we do not confront this, it will continue. It is the responsibility of the Islamic Ummah to stand up to this. We want a dialogue between civilizations, but there also must be a boycott of global Zionism, which is responsible for this blasphemy and which is represented today by America. We should stop exporting our resources and oil to them and make them aware of our anger.
But until now, not only do the scenes of this movie remain online, but a French magazine has published blasphemic cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. Ali Risk, Press TV, Baalbek.